everybody. This is Wes Olson, and this is episode 2 of West Seattle Streets. Welcome. All right. So, I think this is going to be a bi-weekly podcast, is what it's going to turn out to be, which is fine for me because I can't always get down to hot spots in West Seattle. But I do appreciate every time I go down to said places that there is lots of people that are friendly and a lot of nice vendors, great vendors, especially in the farmer's market. Now, I think as the weather turns nicer, right now it is very cold. I think I'd probably even take this down to the beach, Alki Beach. And if there's other events going on in West Seattle, I'd love to take it down there and just talk to people. In this episode, I was trying to get no's. I got scared, so I said no to myself and got some low-hanging fruit interviews. But that's okay because I had some really good interviews. One from Lady B. She's a poet. There's a typewriter down there. She's also a trapeze artist, which was cool. And then Papa Tony from Papa Tony's Hot Sauce. I got his Scorpion's Kiss hot sauce. I have tried it. It's very good. It's sweet. It's hot. It's very hot, but it's lovely. So good job, Papa Tony. And then, I'll probably, maybe sometime we'll do a little bit more interview with Papa Tony and talk to him. He seemed like someone that really wanted to promote his business as well. And that's great because it's a local business. And then talk to his vendor or the young lady who was working at the Papa Tony's. And for the fourth interview is a special guest. And some of you might know him. And that's only if you know me really well. So it was kind of funny bumping into him. And again, thank you so much for listening to this. I love West Seattle. And I want to see it flourish. I want to see its people flourish that live here. I don't want to see its demise. I think oftentimes I do get frustrated living in Seattle or even in Washington as a whole, just because I think the politics here are crummy. And I think that there is no justice. And people aren't always held accountable. So that frustrates me. And I think children are often harmed by those kind of things. So that makes it hard to live here. But when you get to talk to individual people and get to know them, you begin to see that things aren't really all that awful and that people are quite reasonable and lovely. So with that, this is a little bit shorter. There's less of my breathing, less of my sniffing, and more of just interviews with great people. And I hope you enjoy. Peace. All right, I'm down at the junction. I spared you all the heavy breathing as I came down here. You're welcome about that. I'm going to do a little social experiment today for episode 2 of West Seattle Streets, and that is, I'm going to see how many no's I get. So due to, most people might think that this is a very extroverted thing to do, and I think it is, but the thing that I dislike and try to avoid at all costs, which does not make me unique, because I think most people are like this. I don't like conflict. I avoid it. Going up to people and talking to them about, or asking them questions or whatever, can create a conflict. Now, the worst they can say is no. Well, that's probably not the worst they can say. I don't know what I'm worried about. And I'm not here. I'm not going to try to make anybody upset or mad. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Oh, there's a woman on the typewriter down here. Hi.
What's up with your microphone?
So, I do a hyper-local podcast called West Seattle Streets.
Why is it hyper-local?
Because it's only for West Seattle.
Okay.
So, it makes it hyper-local. Okay. Yeah. What's your name?
Lady.
Yeah. And you do poetry?
I do.
I love that. Could you write me a poem? I mean, you can have your coffee first if you want.
I mean, well, it's a whole cup of tea.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
Street photography, because I also do that.
Okay, so this is the world famous poetry store. You've just given me a topic of street photography. Let's do it. I'm going to write a poem, and then if you like it, you can donate whatever you want.
Oh, I will donate. You have a Venmo, yeah? Okay, good. I don't keep cash on me.
Street photography.
Coming to life. This is great. I love the process. I love the sound of just the keys hitting the paper.
I envy the ways of the photographer. The eyes that glimmer, the second the light hits, smacks, splinters down around, I feel it begin to take focus. And in an instant, a quick press, the moment is given an infinity it was never supposed to have. This time, the pieces fall together. On accident. The ways of the artist are often lost in motion. Did it need to have a meaning at all? Just a glance, just a, I like that. Let's remember this forever.
Thank you so much. I do love that. And thank you for reading it. So what got you interested in doing something like this?
I mean, I've been writing poetry for a long time. I discovered a typewriter and it changed my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm a circus artist and I got injured so I couldn't work, but I could type. And I have a friend who does this in New Orleans. So I was like, I'm gonna do the thing. And I've been doing it for a few years now. And there's, a pretty big community of other people who do it, which is cool. So I've been doing it up and down the West Coast. And
what'd you do in the circus?
I do many things.
What was your favorite thing to do in the circus?
My favorite thing is flying trapeze.
Oh, fantastic. And how long did you do that for?
I've been doing it for a few years.
That's awesome. And is there a particular group that you travel with?
Not right now, but there is a place in Seattle to do flying trapeze called, it's Sanka, but it's at Emerald City Trapeze Arts in Soto.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Anyone can do it. It's pretty great.
That's awesome. Is there a place on Instagram or any of the social medias that people can find you?
LB Sweets Poetry.
LB Sweets Poetry. Thank you, lady. I appreciate it. And you got your Venmo thing? I'm going to Venmo you right now. Support the arts.
And if you wanted
yes. Trapeze, awesome.
A little, screenshot thing.
Okay.
I printed a bunch of those out the other day.
Nice. Yeah, well, I can definitely promote that on the podcast. So,
is there a place to find your photography?
Yeah, it's West Seattle Streets.
West Seattle Streets.
And it's the same for the name of the podcast.
Perfect.
So this is episode 2.
Awesome.
And but thank you, lady. I appreciate it so much for you to help me out and be a interview. So thank you. Good luck to you. Yeah, I'm gonna treasure this. Thank you. Well, that was Lady LB Sweets. And I am going to Venmo her. Let's do it right now. Pay or request. All right. It's value for value, folks. Value for value. That is it. So she provided with me a value. And she gave me an interview. And she gave me a sweet little poem. And she even read the poem, which was even sweeter. And, yeah. And so I'm going to give value back. And it's cool meeting people like that down here. I don't want to wrinkle this up too much, so I'm going to put it in my bag here real quick. Slip it right in there. Hopefully it doesn't get wrinkled. All right, I got a yes. I didn't get a no. I'm still trying to get no's. No, I'm not. I'm not trying to get no's. I'm trying to get anyone to talk to me. But I'm too scared to ask them unless there's someone like that who's already out in public. So they're easy because they want to provide something. So she provided two things, and I appreciate that. You know, I'll be honest, I was actually kind of waiting for someone that was doing like a typewriter thing. Because I actually wanted someone to type me up something about street photography, and I'm glad she was there for that. Let's see. Are you doing a video podcasting?
I am.
Excellent. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony?
Yes, indeed.
What's the name of the podcast?
So, I'm a vendor here, Papa Tony's Hot Sauce. And so, what I'm doing, not technically like a podcast, but I'm just creating content, basically showing what I do on a daily basis as far as like my process and what I do. But also, I'm taking for this section, I'm calling it Let's Grab a Bite. And what I'm doing is I'm going to my favorite food vendors that don't have brick and mortars. I'm getting my favorite thing, and then I'm applying my hot sauce to it.
Excellent. That's awesome. That's fantastic. This is a hyper-local podcast, so it's just focused in West Seattle, and I just walk around asking people questions about anything, really.
Indeed. Yeah, well, my stuff is here in West Seattle as well. We produce our hot sauce maybe about a mile from here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's it called again?
Papa Tony's Hot Sauce.
And you have a booth here, right?
My booth is on the next side, on this end, on the next side.
Excellent.
Yeah, we do free samples, too, so check us out.
Oh, I'm going to go over there right now, because I love hot sauce. Hey, everybody, West Seattle Streets.
Podcasting and podcast.
That's right. That's right. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You too. All right. So I'll have to get some hot sauce now and report back to you. Now, if you know me, I do like hot sauce. Hot sauce does not like me, typically. So we're going to do it anyways. And we'll try to talk to the vendor over there, too. Oh. Right here, Papa Tony's. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Would you like to try some of these?
Probably not right now, but I like it hot and sweet. So which one would I like?
We have a couple. So the mango habanero is, you know, your classic, like, hot and sweet. It's a semi-sweet, though, so it works really well. When you use it as a marinade and as like a vinaigrette dressing,
okay,
as well as just a hot sauce. And then the Scorpion's Kiss is strawberries and scorpion pepper.
Ooh.
So that one is actually more of like our sweet heat. It was inspired off of a pepper jelly that we featured, and it's got strawberry and scorpion pepper. So it's a nice, like, subtle berry flavor in the beginning, and then the scorpion pepper kicks in the back end, and it's more of like a slow burn.
Oh.
And that one's really, really unique. It's great on really rich foods to kind of cut that, savory foods, but it's also really good to play with the sweet side and put it on desserts and, like,
okay,
into cocktails and mocktails.
I'll take a bottle of that.
You want to do that?
Yes.
All right. If you enjoy cooking too, it's really good to put it into like tomato-based sauces or soups and stews, because the spice and the heat really expands well in those type of foods.
Fantastic, thank you.
How are you?
Can I ask what that's for?
This is a local podcast that
I do
called West Seattle Streets.
Is that why you have the West Seattle cap on and kind of promoting?
Yeah.
I love it. And that's just 12. Okay. There you go. It's always so like, oh, where's the insert?
Yeah.
Go ahead and remove. Awesome. And you are all set. Do you need a bag?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much.
Well,
you guys have a good day. And there you go. I'm going to try it tonight. And I'll do my introduction for this episode later. And be able to tell you what I think. I'll try it tonight. Maybe even today. All right, that's what it's like being down here in West Seattle, is do a little shopping. This guy looks like someone that needs to be interviewed. We'll see here. Excuse me, sir. Can I have a moment of your time?
Why, certainly.
Oh, hi. Your dog is very rambunctious.
Yeah, I think she recognizes you.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Juno.
Juno.
You got to sit.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Cold.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're out.
Nice sunshine right now.
How long have you lived in West Seattle, sir?
Oh, probably about, in Seattle, probably 70-some years, 72, probably.
In West Seattle, too?
Oh, West Seattle, probably 70 years.
Nice. What's your favorite thing about West Seattle?
Oh, I just love the way it's changed to crap down here.
That's nice. That's very nice, sir. Hi, oh my gosh, Juno, I see you.
Not like it was in the 50s and 60s. So
what store do you miss the most down here?
Let's see, probably when I was a kid, I loved going to Cress's, so that was kind of fun.
What was Cress's?
The five dime store.
Got all your candy there?
Oh yeah, but they had popcorn machine sitting outside, and he could smell it all through the junction, and he couldn't go buy Cress's without getting a bag of popcorn. So, yeah.
Oh, I think we are missing popcorn down here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
If someone just had a little popcorn machine, they'd probably do really well down here.
They would. They would. Yeah.
I mean, you'd be here.
I'd be here. Yeah. I'm here anyway.
Yeah. You want to go get a beer?
Yeah, I'd love to have a beer. That's one thing that's improved in the joint. There's more. There's more beer places. Yeah, beer halls. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's go get a beer.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, well, that's how I'm going to end the podcast today, is I'm getting a beer with my old man. That was my old man, Steve Olson. And, yeah, so thanks for listening. Bye.